弟兄姊妹早晨。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
最近呢舉行奧運會。
More recently, of course, is the ongoing Olympics.
咁大家都睇奧運啊。
I'm sure many have tuned in to the Olympics.
咁我睇喺睇電視，我就覺得點解呢個電視咁片面㗎，淨係播美國隊嘅？
As I watched the Olympic coverage, it occurred to me that there is a bias in terms of the, what is provided as a feed is primarily focused on the American Team USA.
我想看中國隊、啊、
For me, I wanted to see Team China.
他跟美國隊有份打那些呢、如果剛剛中國隊出現他就播了，但如果只有中國隊厲害那些呢他就不播了。
Now, it seems that the broadcasts are biased in such a way that ifChina is actually playing against USA, that they would, and that the USA was, that they were playing together and they were broadcasted, but in those particular events where China, was clearly going to be, the favorite, that they would not broadcast those events.
咁我仔就話梗係啦，你鍾意中國就返去中國睇囉，佢嗰陣時佢就bias中國隊啦。
And of course my children would, reply and said,Well, of course they're biased. If you want to root for China, go back to China. And I'm sure that the television broadcast there will be biased towards China then.
咁就好彩我哋冇邊啲比賽呢中國對美國啊。咁我哋唔使我企呢邊佢企嗰邊啊。
Seems that there aren't too many where, they come head to head, the China and USA, where I have to stand on the opposite side of my children.
咁所以頭先詩歌問我哋究竟企一邊一邊呢咁啊。
So the hymn that we sang, it asked the question, which side?Will you be standing on?
今日喺奧運會咧，我哋都係比賽啫嚇，我哋唔係打仗。
And the Olympics is just an athletic contest, so it's not a war.
但係咧，其實作為基督徒咧，我哋無論你願意好，你唔願意好，神都將我哋放喺一個嘅真戰嘅裏邊。
But as children of the living God, whether you are willing to be a participant or whether you're not willing to be a participant, we actually are engaged in a spiritual war.
如果你係初信啊，我乜都唔知啊，我信你都得福啫，唔好而家趙勇嘅軍隊又打仗。
For those who might be, who have come to know the Lord recently, you might be aghast to think, what do you mean I have to be a soldier? I just want to be able to believe in the Lord and maybe earn some, be able to receive some blessings. Now I'm being drafted into a war?
因為我有聽見有啲初信講啊，我信咗主耶穌好舒服啊，好舒服啊咁。
I gather that type of sentiment from individuals as I hear them exclaim that oh, it's such a comfort to me that I've now come to be a believer.
冇錯，我信咗主，我裏邊好安息，但係主咧亦都召我哋進入佢嘅真戰嘅裏邊。
It's true that we do have a peace in our hearts once we become believers.But at the same time, we are enrolled into the spiritual battle.
在这个属灵的真战里面神是呼召得胜者。
And in the spiritual battle that's waged, God is calling for overcomers.
并且在向这个得胜者呢神是有奖赏的。
And not only is there a calling to be overcomer, but those overcomers who are called will be granted a reward.
一個真戰呢係從遠古嘅時候呢就已經開始啦。
Now this spiritual battle actually began from eternally past.
作為人呢我哋只不過係喺神嘅安排底下嚟進入呢個真戰嘅裏面。
As man, or mankind as it might be, we have come into this battle according to what God has arranged.
因為喺神嘅創造嘅裏面
In God's creation,
神都唔单止创造咗人类，神都创造咗天使。
God did not just create man, but He had also one time created angels.
喺佢所创造嘅天使里边咧，有一个叫做呢、这个路斯弗嘅天使长。
And there was one particular angel. He was actually the archangel by the name of Lucifer.
但系咧佢却系全然美丽嘅，喺神嘅创造里边全然美丽嘅。
But he was the most beautiful of all the angels.
但一日佢里边起咗个骄傲嘅心。
But in him there began a pride that swelled up.
佢要升到至高之处与神同等。
And that pride swelled to a point where he desired or he He deemed himself worthy to be equal with God.
啊，佢要坐喺神嘅宝座上边。
And he wants to take the throne of God himself.
啊，因此咧，啊就俾啊神咧就将佢打嚟呢个啊天嘅上边啦。
And as such, he was stricken down and he was cast to the lower sphere.
啊，连同三分之一堕落天使啊，就被打落。
And with his fall, he actually took a third of the angels with him.
啊，喺之后咧就出现咗人类。
Thereafter, then man was created.
啊，点解神要创造人呢
？Why was man created by God？
啊，其中一个原因咧
，One of the reasons is the following.
啊，就系藉住人嘅顺服嚟羞辱呢个仇敌撒旦。
That through the obedience of man, it will bring shame.To Lucifer or Satan.
啊，按着啊神嘅能力，神就可以唔需要人，神就对付咗仇敌撒旦就得啦。
Now, in and of himself, being the omnipotent God, he can defeat Satan. Period.
但系咧，啊神唔愿意用强权去做呢啲嘅事情。
But God did not deem it good to use force in this way to overcome.
啊，神要呢个撒旦咧系。在那裡來到閉口無言
Instead, he wanted to forever shut or close the mouth and the boasting of Satan.
啊，我係嚟到睇一節嘅聖經。
So let's turn to a scriptural passage.
喺詩篇第八篇。
In Psalm 8, the 8th Psalm.
啊，第一節同埋第二節。
Verses 1 and 2.
詩篇第八篇第一节第二节
Psalm 8 verses 1 and 2
耶和华我们的主啊你的名在全地何其美你将你的荣耀彰显于天你因敌人的缘故从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言
Reading O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth, who hast displayed thy splendor above the heavens. From the mouth of infants and nursing babes, thou hast established strength, because of thine adversaries to make the enemy and the revengeful cease.
这里诗人在这里讲到啊主的荣耀。
Here the psalmist tells us about the majesty of our Lord.
啊，但因着仇敌就系撒旦嘅缘故咧，第二节讲到因敌人嘅缘故就系仇敌撒旦。
But because of thine adversaries, and so this pointedly refers to Satan.
啊，从婴孩同埋吃奶嘅口中建立能力。
There is that God desired to that from the mouth of infants and nursing babes to establish strength.
啊，边个系婴孩，边个系吃奶嘅呢
？So who are the infants? Who are the nursing babes?
呢个系神所创造嘅人。
These are the created man.
因为我哋同天使比较咧，我哋真系好十分嘅软弱如水。
Because indeed, if we were to make a comparison between man and angels, man would is deemed to be the weaker.
啊，圣经里边啊呢、这个技术天使咧，一个天使可以杀呢个亚述几十万大军嘅。
And in the Bible, it tells us that one angel is able to overcome or defeat 10,000 of the people.
Assyrian.
So why is it that God wants to utilize man to be this vehicle?
啊，仇敌嗰个啊堕落，因为佢唔信服。
Well, it's because the enemy, what caused his fall was the matter of not submitting to God.
啊，神咧要藉着人嘅信服咧，要羞辱仇敌。
So through the obedience of man, he will now defeat the insubordinate nature of Satan.
啊，人冇呢个啊天使有咁大能力。
There an angel that has this force, that has this strength.
啊，但系人咧，却能够藉着呢个顺服神嚟到叫仇敌嚟到闭口无言。
But it is man who is chosen.Who by his obedience will be able to cease the work of the enemy.
啊，所以喺第四节嗰度就讲咧，人算什么？你竟然顾念佢。
That's why verse 4 of the psalm continues forth that and says that what is man that thou dost take thought of him?
世人算什么？你竟然眷顾佢。
and the Son of Man that thou dost care for him.
你叫他比天使微小一点。
You have made him a little lower than angels.
所以我就晓得啊，原来啊，我哋今日人类嘅被造咧啊，系带住一个嘅目的嘅。
So we realize that there is a purpose for the creation of man.
啊，呢个目的咧就叫我哋去为咗神嘅缘故咧，你要肩负神嘅见证。
The purpose of our creation is to establish the testimony for God.
所以无论我哋啊愿意好唔愿意好，我哋都系进入咗呢一个属灵嘅征战嘅里边。
And that is why, regardless whether you intend to or not intend to, you are automatically involved in this spiritual battle.
啊，无论喺我信主之前，喺我信主之后，呢个征战都喺嗰度。
Prior to the time that we accepted the Lord, after the time that we've accepted the Lord, that battle has been raging.
喺你未信主之前，魔鬼仇敌要嘅系你嘅灵魂。
Before you came to accept the Lord, what the enemy wanted to hold on to was your spirit, your soul.
他要得着你的敬拜。
Because he desired to receive the worship from you.
今天我们信主之后，我们知道这些真理。
But after we have come to know the Lord and believe upon him, we realize the truth.
我们应当站在主的这一边。
And as such, then we should be willing to stand on the Lord's side.
在这个保罗写给这个提摩太书信里边。
In the letters to Timothy that was written by Paul,
保罗说那个美好的仗我已经打过了。
Paul tells Timothy that he has already fought the good fight.
所以保罗是有一场仗要打的。
So for Paul, there was a battle that he was to fight.
他打完那场仗之后说我美好的仗我已经打过了。
And after he has finished the fight,He is able to proclaim, I have fought the good fight.
并且呢他在提摩太前书一章十八节那里他也是这样吩咐提摩太。
And then, not only that, but in 1 Timothy, the letter to him, chapter 1, Paul goes on to tell Timothy.
他说我儿提摩太我照从前指住你的预言将这个命令交托给你。
He says that this command I entrust to you, Timothy, my son.
他将什么命令交给提摩太呢?
But what command is he referring to?
叫你因此可以打个美好的仗。
It says that you may fight the good fight.
这场仗不单止保罗要打。
Now this battle is not just for Paul to fight in.
那提摩太都要打。
But Timothy also must engage in this battle.
原来所有信主人都要进入这场的战争里面要打这场仗。
As a matter of fact, all Christians need to be engaged in this battle.
我们翻开这个启示录，好多弟兄姊妹你读启示录，我们翻开启示录。
Now, there are many brothers and sisters in the small group Bible study that are studying Revelation, so let's turn to Revelation.
启示录的第二章。
Revelation 2.
神向七个教会里面讲的话。
So these are the words that are spoken ofTo the angels of this church, the seven churches.
神向每一个教会都来到呼召得胜者。
And in each and every instance, God, the Lord calls out for overcomers.
神不单止愿意我们进入这场战争的里面。
Now, not only does God want for us to enter into this that battle,
并且神愿意我们在这场的属灵的战争里面来得胜。
But he wants for us to be overcomers, to be winners in this battle.
好，我们看第二章的第七节。
So first, chapter 2, verse 7.
我们知道在这些得胜了之后呢神有赏赐给我们。
And we know that after the battle is won, that God will desire to give to the overcomers rewards.
二章七节。
So in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7.
得胜的我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
So him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death.
第二章的第十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
得胜的我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他。并赐他一块白石，石上写了生命， 除了那领受的以外，没有人能够认识。
To him who overcomes, to him I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone and a new name written on the stone, which no one knows but he who receives it.
第二章的二十六节。
And then going to chapter 2, verse
20. 二十六节。
6.
那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄制服列国，他必用铁掌管辖他们，将他们如同摇户的瓦器打得粉碎，像我从父领受的权柄一样。
He who overcomes and he who keeps my deeds until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron as the vessels of potters are broken to pieces, as I also have received authority from my Father.
我就要把晨星来赐给他。
And I will give him the morning star.
请来后边第三章的第五节。
And then let's turn to chapter 3, beginning verse 5.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
He who overcomes will thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中作柱子，他必不再从那里出去，我要将我神的名和我神城的名并我的生命都写在他上面。十二节。
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name.
二十一节。
Verse
21. 得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了圣在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my father on his throne.
我看见主在这个末后的日子呢一个呼召。
I realize and see that in these end times, God gives us a calling.
这个是得胜者的呼召。
And this is the calling for overcomers.
神愿意在众教会里面有得胜者。
God desires to find the appearance of overcomers in all assemblies.
并且是盼望他们得奖赏的。
And desiring that these individuals also receive the rewards.
好奇妙的神向教会来呼召得胜者呢，是在启示里面才出现。
Quite amazing, if you think about it, that this calling for overcomers from the church, we do not see that until we come to Revelation.
在其他的书信里面，神没有向教会来呼召得胜者。
In no other book does it record God's calling for overcomers.
那我们就会问，究竟哪些人是得胜者？为什么在启示录里面才呼召得胜者呢？
So we might ask the question, well, what constitutes an overcomer? Who are these individuals? And why is it that it's not until Revelation that we find the calling for overcomers to appear?
同埋我有冇资格做得胜者呢？
And then the follow-up question would be, do I qualify to be an overcomer?
定系得胜者系十分少数嘅，我系冇份嘅呢？
Or are overcomers just a small minority and I may not have be able to qualify?
其实呢，在神的心意里面呢，神愿意每一个人都做得胜者的。
In actuality, within the heart of God, He desires for each and every child of His to be an overcomer.
在历世历代里面呢神都愿意人来到为着他来得胜的。
Throughout all history, God desires for man to be an overcomer for Him.
但在事实的里面呢人也都失败了。
But in practical reality, man failed.
不是个个都能够愿意为主来摆上。
Not everyone was able to put forth themselves for the sake of the Lord.
特别在末世的里面。
Especially in these end times.
当教会不正常的时候。
When the church has grown to be abnormal.
神就在一个不正常的光景里面来呼召得胜者来出来。
It is from this abnormal set of circumstances that God is now calling for overcomers to come forth.
我聽講星期五晚上大家讀緊嗰本基督徒正常生活，係嘛？
I know that for Friday evening, the group that meets here on the second floor, they're reading through the book The Normal Christian Life。
咁我想請問你哋到讀嗰本書嗰弟兄姊妹你覺得你嘅光景同嗰本書裏邊所講嘅光景一唔一樣咧？
So I would like to pose this question to those brothers and sisters who actually are reading the book, The Normal Christian Life. Based on just your own personal opinion, does your walk coincide or is it consistent with what is the normal Christian life as is depicted in the book that you're reading?
如果你覺得我唔係咁喎，咁可能你就係一個唔正常嘅基督徒啦。
Because if you look at it and say, wait a minute, my life is not like this, then you might be qualified to be an abnormal Christian.
是啊，唔正常。那个正常的应该是这样的。
Because if there is a normalcy, or there is a standard of what's normal, that's what it is.
那如果你作为一个正常基督徒呢，你应该是得胜的。
Realistically, if you are a normal Christian, if you are living a normal Christian life, you should be living a life of an overcomer.
但是问题呢，今天在教会里面太多不正常的基督徒。
But the problem is that within Christendom today,There are too many abnormal Christians.
所以引致得胜者变成是少数。
And that is why the number of overcomers is but a small minority.
但在神的心思里面，神愿意每一个人都成为得胜者的。
But the intent of God was that every child of his would become an overcomer.
你来到启示录里面的时候，你就会看见神透过这个约翰将这七封书信写给七个教会，不是写给教会的长老，也不是写给教会的执事。
You realize, as we study Revelation chapters 2 and 3, that when God utilized John to write these, to be the one who pens the letters to the seven churches, the intended recipient was not just the elders of the local assembly, nor the deacons of that local assembly.
也不是教会里面带领的弟兄。
It was not to...Those who were leading brethren in the local assembly.
是写给教会里面的七个使者。
But rather specifically, it says, is written to the angel of the church at each of the seven locations.
每一个教会的使者。
Each and every angel of that local church.
虽然讲英文它有些译做是天使，有些译到是 messenger, 是使者的。其实是写给教会里面的一些的人。
Even though in our translation it does say angel in most of the translation, in some translations it says messenger as being the recipient, but we've come to understand what it means is that it's written to a group of individuals within the local assembly.
并且呢圣经里面自己要解释的。
Of course, the Bible itself must be able to explain itself or be consistent with itself.
佢讲到话你喺我右手个七星咧，就系教会里边嘅七个使者。
And so, as it says here, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the seven stars refers to the angel or the messenger or the group of people there in the local assembly.
因为到咗末世嘅时代，教会进入一个唔正常嘅光景。
Because in the end times, the church will come into or evolve into a very abnormal set of circumstances.
神睇人咧，再唔系睇外边嘅职位。
God no longer looks at the outward appearance of man.
神从来看人都不看人外边的职位。
Actually, all along, God has never looked at the outward appearance of the man.
神乃看人里边的实际。
But rather, God looks at the inner reality of a man.
神所要的一班人呢是发亮的一班人。
And what he desires is for a group of individuals who is,
发光的。
Who is enlightened. Who's radiant.
这里讲到这七个使者呢是七星。
And because here it refers to the seven angels of the churches to be the seven stars.
这七个使者是发，这个使者，教会里面的使者是发亮的。
And this angel, this messenger, is one who illuminates within the local assembly.
我们知道从天文常识我们知道星星呢很多星星它不是有自己的亮光。
We know, from science,that the stars, they, in and of themselves, stars do not have any source of light.
有些是反，好像月亮那样来反照。
but rather they reflect light, like the moon, it reflects light.
它的亮光不是从自己来的。
The light, the source of the light does not come from within the star.
它的亮光是从主而来的。
Here, the angels, it comes, the light, the radiance, comes from the Lord.
好像摩西从山上边落来的时候，面光发亮。
Just like it's recorded in the Old Testament for Moses, when he came down from the mountain after meeting God, there was a radiance that shone forth from his face.
哦，原来在教会的里边有一班不为人所知的。
And so, as it turns out, there is a group of individuals who may be unknown, who may be behind the scenes.
但却是为神所知的。
But who is known by God.
神要藉住这些人要写信给教会。
And God is speaking through those individuals to the General Assembly.
盼望教会了悔改。
In hopes that the church will repent.
今天这个人可能不是坐在讲台上面讲道的这个人。
Today, that individual may not be ones who are standing at the pulpit, to preach.
很可能就是坐在我们中间无名的为主发亮的。
They may very well be an individual who is sitting there in the congregation who may not be so well known, but who is illuminating the Lord in his or her place.
但是神却是愿意全教会都做得胜者的。
Now, God certainly again wants for the entirety of the church to be overcomers.
今天谁是得胜者呢？如果这个七星是得胜者的话，神就写信给七星得啦，不需要写信给教会。
So, if we equate overcomers to be those who have that radiance for the Lord, then there's no need for these, the letters to be written to the angel of the, and then to the churches. Then he can just write it to the angels themselves.
因为神在每一个差不多每一个教会那个书信里面都是呼召他们回来要悔改的。
Because in almost every circumstance within these seven letters, there is a call to return or repent.
即是说呢，当我们回头的时候，我们愿意回头的时候呢，我们就能够得着，他说得胜嘛。我听主的话，我回转头，我就得胜了。
So that means that if you hear and you turn from where you're at, then you are, as it says here, he who overcomes. That means that you're obedient. You heard the word of God, the Lord, and you're willing to be obedient to it. You turn back. So therefore you, you can overcome.
所以就说，凡念这书和遵守这书上面预言的有福了，是这样的意思。
And that's why it says, blessed are they who hear the words that are spoken and who follow, which means to heed, or it says heed, which means to follow or listen, and follow through with what's heard.
所以呢，你都有份的吧，你也可以有份的。
That means it's possible that each one of us have a role and each one of us can qualify.
神的心思呢，不是说要颁得胜者会超人，那他永远不会失败的。永远不会跌倒的，没这样的人。
Now, God's intent is not for there to be a group of giants, who will forever be able to be oblivious to failure.
所以最近我们去这个特会光弟兄这么讲是十分对。
So that's why in the West Coast Christian Conference that just ended, our brother Kong shared in the way that he did.
他就说得胜者不是永远不失败。
He said specifically that overcomers are not those who have never failed.
他说得胜者好像在海上边的浮标一样。
He equated or he gave an analogy of overcomers as being those who are floating, the boys that are floating on the waters.
在个航道上边，因为这些浮标就很多浮标就变成一条航道，海里边的航道被船行的。
So the boys, as they float, they delineate the path for the boats to travel or to so that they have some guide as how to travel along the sea.
有阵时海浪好高，将呢个浮标压咗落去。
It's possible that the currents would be great and the waves would come and for a moment overcome or come over the boys.
就好似人进入呢个人生的低谷里边，属灵嘅低谷里边一样。
And that would be equivalent to us coming into a very low place in our walk.
但是呢当海浪退之后呢在主的恩典底下它又浮上来。
But after the wave passes, Then the boy, by the grace of the Lord, once again floats up.
但在神的恩典底下呢，他没有偏离到这个一个航道。
But by the arrangement of God, that boy does not deviate or get drifted off to another place from the place that it was situated.
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
那就是说一般人有高有低，但呢他都是走在神，他虽然跌倒都跌到在神的旨意的里面。
So that means that this group of individuals will have their highs, but will also have their lows, but by the grace of God will not deviate from the path that they have started.
只要我们认清这条路，虽然我们会有软弱有失败，但我们何时回头呢，主都有恩典在那里。
So as long as we keep to the path, we might have highs, we might have lows, but as long as we're willing to turn and listen and to follow, then we will keep along this path.
在《使徒》里面有一节圣经很有名。
There is one particular portion of Revelation that is quite well known.
弟兄胜过他。
It says that,
看哪里啊？在《使徒》十二章十一节，对不起，等十二章十一节啊。
In Revelation chapter 12 verse 11, it says here, and they overcame him.
弟兄胜过他就魔鬼啊。
Referring to Satan now.
是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
So they referring to the brethren, they overcame Satan because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony.
我们感谢主，我们在主那里有一样东西是我们时常都可以回去依靠的。
Now, we are so grateful because there is one thing within the grace of the Lord that we're always able to go back to.
无论我们沉到多深，我们堕落到多堕落都好。
No matter how far we have fallen, no matter how deep we have sunk.
就是羔羊的血。
There is the blood of the Lamb.
只要我们肯回头。
As long as we're willing to return.
我们愿意悔改。
We're willing to repent.
不是靠自己。
No longer to rely upon ourselves,
靠着羔羊的血,
but to rely upon the blood of the Lamb,
我们就能够重新得力,
then we are able to be renewed in strength.
我们在哪里跌倒, 我们就能够重新
得力。Wherever it is that we have fallen, there we'll be able to rise up for the Lord.
这就是神给过我们无十分宝贵的应许来。
And this is such a marvelous and precious promise that's given by God to us.
我们能够得胜, 那个起步点一定是羔羊的血。
The very fact that the initial step of our being able to overcome anything must be by the blood of the Lamb.
我们请看另外一段的圣经，在撒加利亚书旧约里面。
Let's turn to Zechariah, which is located in the Old Testament. Zechariah.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
撒加利亚书上下页的1113页。
Zechariah chapter 4.
由第二节开，第一节开始啦。
We'll begin with verse 1.
揾到，请听我读。
If you found the reference, please listen as I read.
撒加利亚书啊，旧约最尾之前第二卷尾二嗰卷啊，你揾唔到尾二嗰卷啊。
So if you're not able to find it, it's actually the second to the last book in the Old Testament.
撒加利亚书第四章第二节。
So again, this, chapter 4,
第一节啊。
We'll begin with verse 1.
那与我说话的天使又来叫醒我，好像人睡觉被唤醒一样。
Then the angel who was speaking with me returned and roused me as a man who is awakened from his sleep.
他问我说你看见了什么？
And he said to me, what do you see?
我说我看见了一个纯金的灯台，顶上有灯盏，灯台上有七盏灯，每盏有七个管子。
And I said, I see and behold a lampstand, all of gold with its bowls on the top of it, and the seven lamps on it with seven spouts belonging to each of the lamps which are on the top of it.
旁边有两棵橄榄树，一棵在灯盏的右边，一棵在灯盏的左边。
Also, two olive trees by it.One on the right side of the bowl and the other on its left side.
我问与我说话天使说，主啊，这是什么意思呢？
Then I answered and said to the angel who was speaking with me, saying, What are these, my Lord?
我们跳去第六节。
Let's jump now to verse 6.
他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯，万军之耶和华说，不要依靠势力，不是依靠才能，那是依靠我的灵方能成事。
Then he answered and said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
请过来第十一节。
Let's then forward to verse 11.
我又问天使说，这灯台左右的两棵橄榄树是什么意思？
Then I answered and said to him, What are these two olive trees on the right of the lampstand and on his left?
我二次问他说，这两根橄榄枝在两个流出金色油的金嘴旁边是什么意思？
And I answered a second time and said to him, What are the two olive branches which are beside the two golden pipes, which empty the golden oil from themselves?
他对我说，你不知道这是什么意思吗？我说，主啊，我不知道。
So he answered me saying, Do you not know what these are? And I said, No, my Lord.
他说，这是两个受膏者站在普天下主的旁边。
Then he said, These are the two anointed ones who are standing by the Lord of the whole earth.
我们或者不一定很明白这段的圣经。
Now it's possible that we might not have a full understanding of this particular passage.
但将我们将它来比较启示录的时候呢，我们就发觉启示录有一个金灯台，这里也有一个金灯台。
But if we make a comparison, we realize here there is a golden lampstand that's referred to, and also in Revelation, it also refers to golden lampstands.
在这里是神向所罗巴伯来讲话。
Here God is speaking to Zerubbabel.
是指住以色列国犹大国来讲话。
Speaking specifically to the people of Judah, of the nation of Israel.
所以这个金灯台在这里是代表这个以色列国。
So the golden lampstand that's referred to here in this reference, is referring to Israel.
但在启示录的时候呢，我们知道那个金灯台主向我解明这个金灯台是代表教会。
But in Revelation, it is from the clarification of the Lord himself who tells us that the golden lampstand refers to the church.
所以我们就真的知道在旧约里面凡是指住以色列国很多的属灵的讲论呢，以色列就是新约里面的教会的前身。
So this is one instance where we are able to understand that wherever we find the nation of Israel mentioned in the Old Testament, it is a type, it is a shadow of what is the church in the New Testament time.
在这个灯台旁边有两棵的树。
Now, there are two olive trees, on either side of the lampstand as depicted here.
在它当中有油了流到这个金灯台的里面。
And there is golden oil that is poured out onto the golden lampstand.
圣经明明跟我讲明，它说不是靠势力，不是靠才能，那是靠耶和华的灵。所以这个流出来的油橄榄油是灵，是神的灵。
So we see here, the Bible already tells us that it's not by might, not by power, but it's by my spirit. So this oil is what is seen here as the Holy Spirit.
但为什么不由一个油罂度倒出来，要整两棵橄榄树在那里呢？
So why isn't there a reservoir of oil that poured out directly into the golden lampstand? Why must there be two olive trees that are standing there to be the instruments to pour the oil into the lampstand?
这个神又藉着这里教导我们读圣经。
Here, God actually is in a way teaching us how to study the Bible.
如果有人告诉你，哎，这棵树就是什么？就是人啊。
If someone says, oh, well, the olive tree, that they just represent man.
为什么人呢？因为我们中国人讲十年树木百年树，十年树人百年树木，怎么调转讲啊？十年树木百年树人，是不是这样？okay.
So there is a Chinese colloquium that says that it takes longer to establish a man than it does to grow a tree.
咁你話樹咪即係人人即係樹啦，即係中國成語都咁講啦。
So we can utilize that same understanding and say that the trees refer to man.
哦，如果你係咁理解咧，我哋唔係咁讀聖經係錯㗎嚇。
But I can tell you that would be erroneous. We don't interpret the Bible by utilizing colloquialism. We don't use anything outside of the Bible to explain what is in the Bible.
你記得嗎？當主耶穌嚟醫治咗個瞎子個瞎子看馬，見到兩個人好似啲樹會喐咁嘅，咁係嘛？
Do you remember when the Lord came and healed the blind? That there was images that he saw, like two swaying trees.
咁呢度咧亦都同我哋講到呢個橄欖樹就係兩個嘅人。
So here it tells us that two olive trees here does refer to man, two men.
係啦，咁所以咧，我哋又讀聖經，你見到樹咧，你又想下嚇，有時仲有邊度係啊？詩篇第一篇講到咩嘢啊？
So whenever we in the again then utilizing the Bible to explain itself, we realize that whenever there is a tree that's depicted in the Bible, then it's a type for man. So where else do we find this analogy? And so we find it in Psalm 1.
係嘛？好似一棵樹栽喺溪水旁，佢喜愛耶和華律法作為思想。一棵樹點會喜愛耶和華律法？梗係個人啊嘛，係嘛？
So of course it tells us about a tree that's firmly planted by streams of streams of water, which yields its fruit in season. And then this is the one who delights in the law of the Lord. What tree would delight in the law of the Lord? So of course there is an analogy that there is a tree here, but it refers to a man.
咁以後我哋讀聖經啊，知道啦嚇。要用聖經裏邊好多出現嘅地方，咁我可以推論。
So this again is an instance of utilizing the Bible to explain itself. So where there are images that are revealed in the Bible again over and over again, we have to look to see what they represent and then be able to see the consistency within the Bible.
咁返返嚟要講呢一段嘅聖經。
So let's go back to our original topic.
咁因為佢有生命咁，所以油用極都用唔完㗎。你一個鵪又用得完啦。
Because if you had a reservoir that had that held the oil to pour into the lampstand, at some time or another, the reservoir would dry because it's not a source. But here, it refers to two living sources of the oil. So therefore, there's a consistency and constancy to provide the oil.
並且佢流出嗰啲橄欖油咧係金色嘅，屬天嘅，有神嘅性情喺嗰度。
But not only that, it tells us that it is golden oil. So there's a description, an adjective of that oil, golden. And in the Bible, gold refers to the nature of the heavenly realm. So this is the nature of God. This is a godly oil.
並且係兩個嘅。呢度左右兩棵樹。
And it also tells us that there are two trees, two olive trees.
我知道二喺聖經裏邊又有意思嘅。
And again, within the Bible, the number two holds a significance.
二係一個人嘅見證嘅數目嚟嘅。
Two represents the testimony of man.
因為咧，主耶穌差遣嗰啲門徒出去，兩個兩個出去嘅。
You remember when the Lord sent out his disciples that he sent them out two by two?
好啦，講完曬呢啲咁嘅代表啦。
Okay, so that's pretty much the end of our sharing on the types that's here in the Bible.
咁我哋就將我哋眼目移翻去啟示錄。
So let's refocus ourselves on Revelation.
原來咧喺教會裏邊。呢啲發光嘅星星啊，
so here,
呢個使者啊
，there are these stars that illuminates. So these are the angel or the messenger that's referred to in Revelation 2 and 3.
佢哋原來好似一棵橄欖樹一樣嘅。
They are like olive trees.
佢有一個屬天嘅生命。
They have a heavenly nature.
佢先有橄欖油流出嚟啊嘛。
Only then would they be able to pour forth the olive oil.
你要供應別人。
To be able to be a supply to all others.
如果佢冇一個屬天嘅生命，佢點樣能夠供應別人呢？
If they do not have a heavenly nature to begin with, how can they be a supply to anyone else?
今日其實神唔係單止願意得嗰兩個橄欖樹喺度嘅。
God doesn't just want to gain for himself these two olive trees.
其實神願意我哋每一個人都流出呢啲 金色的橄欖油出來。
He would rather that each one of us might be a source to be able to outflow from us this golden oil.
但問題呢，我們這班人榨油都榨不出來。
But the problem is we're so dry, even if you squeeze us anymore, there's nothing that's going to come out.
我們知道我們在從以弗所書裡面知道呢，我們這個信了主的人已經與主一同坐在天上邊了。
We know from Ephesians, it teaches us that we who are of the Lord, we are seated in the heavenly places with the Lord.
我們有屬天的地位。
We have a heavenly position.
但很可惜，很多人離開了屬天的實際。
But unfortunately, so many of us have left the spiritual or heavenly reality.
我們沒有了那個屬天的那樣。
No longer do we have or possess within us the reality of the heavenly realm.
我們離開了屬天的實際，我們心就貼在這個世界上面。
We've left the heavenly realm, and instead we have put ourselves together, or staple ourselves together with the things of this world.
所以我們沒有了這個屬天的地位。
So no longer do we have this heavenly, we do not have the heavenly position as we should.
這個是人的揀選來的其實。
But this is by choice. This is by choice of the person, of the man.
很多人選擇了世界，選擇了肉體。
Many have chosen the world, the secular world, and the things of this flesh.
在這裡講到，我們回來講得勝者，神要我們去爭戰，去得勝。
Again, God wants for us to be all overcomers, to be engaged in the spiritual battle.
實際來看呢，我們要得，其實我們看回這七個教會裡面，他究竟得勝一些什麼呢？
So we want to think, okay, looking at the seven churches, and looking at these who overcome, what is it that they have overcome?
有些好像很容易，有些很困難。
Some it seems that what they have to overcome is rather easy.But others, it seems that it's very difficult for them to overcome that task.
有一個犀利喔，你無要至死忠心。你無要至死忠心。死都唔怕。
For one, you have to have no fear of death.
咁呢個即係話。
Not be hurt by the second death.
唔係。Faithful unto death.
We need to be faithful unto death.
咁即係話你要將性命擺上㗎喎。
That means that you have to be willing to give up your life.
但有一啲咧就唔係喎，你打開門俾我入嚟就得啦，到底間教會好容易嘅啫。
But it seems that on the other hand, there's a easy things to overcome, which is just open the door to your heart to me, and I will come in. That seems to be easier.
有啲話你乜都唔使做，你所有嘅你要持守就得啦。
Then there are others who doesn't require the requirement is not for them to do any more. All they're required to do is to keep what they have.
咁其實咧喺呢啲其實都係表面嘅事情，神所吩咐外邊你要去做嘅。
But most of these things, if we look at it from this perspective, are just external things that you're supposed to carry out something for God.
其實裏邊都有一個相同嘅原則嘅。
But there is a similar principle that is behind all of these things.
因為神喺唔同嘅時代裏邊，唔同嘅屬靈光景裏邊。在每一個教會裏面有一個心意神要他們了作。
Because with each changing generation, with each different generation of the church, that God has a design, has a desire for that generation to be able to succeed or overcome a particular task.
但裏面有一點必須相同的。
But behind it all, there must be a similar principle.
他們要絕對聽從主的話。
And that principle is that they must be obedient to the word of the Lord.
必須絕對聽從主的話。
They must be in absolute obedience.
但在這些信服的底下有很多的爭戰在那裡。
But behind that general overarching theme of obedience, there's a lot of difficulties and hardships that one must overcome.
我們每個人都面對世界。
Each one of us, we deal with the world.
我們面對我們的肉體。
We have to deal with our flesh.
我們都面對我們的仇敵。
We also have to deal with the enemy.
其實在這些背後，神的吩咐的背後，每一個教會多多少少都會面對這三個仇敵。
Behind all of the commands of God to any of the letters to the seven churches lies these issues of having to deal with these three factors.
呢三個在世界、肉體同埋我哋嘅仇敵。
Which is the world, our flesh, and Satan.
你睇下，譬如舉例嚟講，以弗所教會。
So take for example the church at Ephesus.
離開咗起初嘅愛。
They have left their first love.
如果人離開咗起初嘅愛嘅時候，意思佢係別有所愛。
If you left your first love, that means that there is something else that has now taken up your love.
我愛咩咧？
So then what would you love instead?
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
He who loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
当主你要吩咐我们要譬如你要致死忠心。
For example, if the command is to be faithful to death,
里边就有个肉体去来作动
了。All of a sudden then, that stimulates you to reply from the flesh.
在仇敌的例子更加多，因为你看见周围这里有撒旦的座位，那里有什么的教训，那都在那里出来了。
And with that particular declaration, there of course are many oppositions that are raised by the enemy. It tells us in several of the churches how it is the center of Satan's activity, how it is the focus of Satan's work.
所以我们进入这个真战的时候，我们必须认清我们的仇敌。
So when we enter and engage in this warfare, we must be sure who the enemy happens to be.
我们想要听神的话。
We want to and we need to desire to listen and be obedient to the word of God.
但是当我们愿意顺从神的话的时候，我们有一些真战。
But know full well that when we want to be obedient to the word of God, there will be opposition.There will be difficulties and hardship that come.
我哋喺嗰度必须有一个拣选。
And then there is a choice that needs to be made.
我哋究竟要企喺边一边咧
？So which side will you stand on then? It comes.
我哋要睇一个例子吓。
Let's look at an example.
头先大家唱诗歌666首。
In hymn 666, that we sang earlier today.
我哋睇下下边个字仔吓。有个出埃及记32章26节啊。
There's a reference here at the lower portion of page 1012. It says references Exodus chapter 32 verse 26.
原来呢首诗歌有个故事喺后边。
So there's a story behind this particular hymn.
作诗嘅人咧系有呢段圣经，所以咧佢就写呢诗歌。
So the hymnist came to write this hymn.Based on the reference that's found in Exodus 32.
成段圣经好长，我就唔讲晒啦。不过咧，就讲个故事嘅大纲俾大家听啊。
So, this story is rather long, so we're not going to go through all the details. I will just go ahead and summarize and tell you about the main points of this particular story.
神嚟咗颁布呢个诫命，就叫咗呢个摩西，召咗摩西上去西奈山上边。
And so God was to deliver to his people his laws. And so he called Moses to go up to Mount Sinai to receive the laws.
點樣摩西上咗去好耐好耐又冇講明幾耐喎咁唔見佢落嚟。
Now, there was never stipulated how long Moses was to be in the mountains. And so after Moses went to the mountains, he was there for a very long period of time and did not come back down.
咁嗰啲人呢就懷疑嗰啲百姓就懷疑。摩西唔知系咪死咗，就同阿伦讲啦。
And so the people below, as they waited for Moses' return, speculated that it's possible maybe that Moses died in the mountains. And so they came and approached Aaron, the leader, then.
喂，你嗰个带我哋出埃及嗰个摩西啊，而家都唔知遇到咩事。
You know that Moses, that man who led us out from Egypt, we don't even know what's happened to him now.
不如我哋我哋知道耶和华带我哋出嚟噶，不如我哋做一个牛犊代表耶和华就带我哋出埃及嘅呢一位啦。
Since we don't know what's happened to him, but we know that it was God Jehovah who led us out, so let us put together make a golden calf to represent God Jehovah, and let us worship Jehovah through this calf.
咁亚伦咧就攞晒佢哋啲金银啊、耳环啊。就铸咗一隻金牛犊啦。
And so Aaron then declared for all the people to contribute their gold to be able to make this molten calf. So that everybody can choose their gold and their earrings and whatever riches that they have.
咁我哋就话呢个金牛犊就系带我哋从埃及出嚟嘅耶和华。
And so they pronounce that this golden calf is the representation or is the God Jehovah who led us out from Egypt.
啊，咁百姓就喺嗰度坐下吃喝，起嚟玩耍。
And then after they have done that, they feasted, and then they had they feasted and had a good time.
可能煲汤。咁咧啊，到摩西落嚟嘅时候咧，就见到佢哋啦，咁样样。
And so it's possible that they had a wild time. But then Moses came down from the mountain, and then Moses saw the spectacle that was there at the foot of the mountain.
啊，摩西咧就问：咁样发生咩事？
And Moses asked, "What has happened?"
咁嗰个时阿伦知死啦啊。
And now Aaron knew at that moment in time that he did wrong.
我都唔知发生咩事啊。
And instead, he plead innocence or ignorance.
I don't know. 佢哋话阿伦上山唔知，唔系佢哋话摩西上山。那个摩西不知道发生什么事。
They said that the Moses who went up to the mountains has now somehow disappeared. We don't know what's happened to him.
那我只是跟他说你有金有银给我啦，我抌咗落去啲嗰只牛犊就出咗嚟咯喎。
And then I just said, okay, well, give me your gold, and they gave you our gold, and we put it together, and somehow this calf was molded, and it sort of appeared.
咁呢个阿伦又推得一干二净。
And so Aaron was essentially pleading ignorance and sort of moving the blame onto someone else.
咁啊，二十五节啦，我哋睇下。
So then in verse 25, then it says,
摩西见百姓放肆。啊，系啊。
So Moses saw the people were out of control.
啊，佢又译得好斯文啊 ，out of control 啊。有啲经文咧，有啲译本咧，译做嗰、那个striped striped。有啲直情亦咧係咩 ？naked 裸露 ，OK 啊，除曬衫啊。
So in this particular translation, it's rather tame because it says that they were out of control. But in other translations, it tells us it describes the people as being stripped or stripped naked and out of control.
咁其實咧喺舊陣時咧，如果拜啲偶像，我哋知道所有拜偶像嘅好多都同奸淫嘅事情有關係。
We have to have an understanding when it comes to idol worship, much of idol worship is closely linked together with sexual immorality.
咁样呢二十六节就站在营中讲凡属耶和华的都要到我这边来，于是利未的子孙就到他那里来聚集。
And so it goes on, verse 26, it says, Moses stood at the gate of camp and said, whoever is for the Lord, come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered together to him.
啊，咁事情就发生啦。啊，摩西就吩咐利未子孙揸住刀往来杀佢嘅弟兄。
And so then this brought forth the next set of events. So Moses instructed for the people from the tribe of Levi to go forth, go back and forth throughout camp, and to kill off all of the other people to cleanse them.
你捨唔捨得咧
？Now, if you were one of the Levites, would you be willing to carry out that command?
你坐你隔篱嗰个可能同你从细玩到大噶嘛
？It's possible that the person that was standing next to you is your boyhood or childhood friend.
啊，但佢冇企喺耶和华嗰边。
But here, when a decision was needed to be made, he chose not to stand on the Lord's side.
呢个系对我哋自己嘅感情肉体一个好大嘅对付。
Now we have to deal with emotions and dealing with our feelings.For someone.
但神佢系如此嚟嘅吩咐。
But this is God's absolute declaration. Command.
当然以色列人就企咗喺神啊，利未人就企咗喺神嗰边。
Now it tells us very clearly, the Levites they stood on the Lord's side.
将罪恶从佢当中嚟除去。
And they were able to cleanse themselves of all the sins.
啊，咁今日你系我系点样嚟理解呢段圣经咧
？So how do we understand this particular portion of the Bible?
系咪见到你弟兄有咩事，你就攞把刀杀咗佢咧？
Does that mean that you see your brother or your friend or a brother in the Lord doing something wrong, you take a knife and you kill him?
啊，唔系咁样理解吓。
No, we don't interpret the Bible.
圣经有同我哋解释嘅。
The Bible interprets the Bible, so let's turn to that.
啊，马太福音第五章。
In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5,
第27节。
verse 27.
马太福音五章二十七节。
Gospel Matthew chapter 5 verse 27.
你们听见有话说不可奸淫，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，即人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。若是你右眼叫你跌倒，就挽出嚟丢掉，宁可失去百体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里。若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉，宁可失去百体中的一体，不叫全身下入地狱。
Reading verse, beginning verse 27. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks on a woman to lust for her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it from you. For it is better for you that one of the parts of your body perish than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. For it is better for you that one part of your body perish than for your whole body to go into hell.
哦、原来神咧系用住喺旧约里边用住呢、这个啊十二个支派代表一个人，用住十二个支派代表一个人。
So God utilizes the tribes to represent man、
嗯。啊、原来咧今日唔系叫我哋杀我哋弟兄。
The command is not for us to go and kill and murder。
啊，呢度讲到如果你见到妇女动淫念嘅
，But rather it tells us specifically a case if you see。Someone and you already lust after them.
啊，咁你就虽然冇做，已经犯咗奸淫。
Even though you did not commit physical adultery, you have already committed adultery with her in your heart.
呢个系乜嘢叫我犯罪咧
？But what caused me to sin?
我眼叫我犯罪。
My eyes caused me to sin.
啊，如果眼叫我犯罪
，and if your eyes cause you to sin,
我宁愿将眼挖出嚟。
I would rather pluck out my eyes.
啊，宁愿冇咗眼。
I would rather be blind.
啊，都唔愿意全身。陷入罪里边
，rather than for my whole being to be thrown into sin。
啊，如果右手叫我犯罪
，if the right hand causes me to stumble into sin，
我宁愿斩咗右手
，I'd rather cut off amputate my arm。
啊，都唔叫我成个人犯罪
，rather than for my whole being to be thrown into sin。
哦，你今日你叫我信主唔系信回教喎，好似啊
，we are Christians， right？ We believe in the Lord。We're not Muslims accepting Islam as our religion.
啊，因为回教咧就系右手犯罪就以手还手，斩翻你手噶吓。
Because that's the teaching in Islam, is that an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
呢度里边有个灵嘢喺度，唔系叫你今日犯罪，你真系挖咗只眼出嚟。
But caution, it does not really mean that we're to physically take out our eye neither.
啊，如果唔系咧，就同我哋中国一样啦，斩手指戒到。斩咗手指都戒唔到赌噶吓。
But then it will be very much similar to a Chinese colloquialism, which is that we sin with our hands, so we should chop off our hands. But even if you chop off your hands, you're not going to stop sinning.
啊，呢个系话俾我哋听，倘若有啲咩嘢系叫我哋犯罪嘅时候咧，我哋必须一个心撇撇脱脱，同佢脱绝，离开佢。
But rather, what it's teaching us is that.Whatever it is that's the source to cause us to sin, then we need to resolve to sever ourselves, sever our relationship with that, with whatever it is that causes us to sin.
如果是 internet 叫你犯罪的
If it's the internet that causes you to sin,
成日吸引你去犯罪的
If it captures your fancy and causes you to sin,
你就不好要 internet.
Then don't go onto the internet.
是吗真的切咗佢唔好要。
Sever it from your life.
唔係话今日主话叫遇到试探我走去个试探试下我顶唔顶得顺先。唔係咁㗎喎。你试探你要逃跑㗎喎。
We cannot have the attitude to say, temptation, oh, I don't know, I bet you I can withstand it. So if the Lord presents some temptation there, then let me draw near and see if I can withstand temptation. No, we are taught to flee.From youthful lust, we're taught to flee from temptation.
你知道你边件事情上边软弱，你喺嗰件事情上边特别对付。
Wherever is your weakness, wherever it happens to be, then you need to be diligent to sever yourself from that source.
好辛苦啊
，but it's very difficult, I can tell you.
但我企喺边边咧
？But which side do you want to stand on?
要我切我肉体，哎呀，我切人就容易切自己，好辛苦啊。
It's very difficult for me to mutilate myself. You know, it's a lot easier if I hurt someone else, but it's pretty hard for me to hurt myself.
啊，这个是 己嘅对付。
But this is dealing with the self.
啊，好似保罗咁讲，我叫身嚟服我嘅。
But just like Paul says, I need to buffet my body.
呢个系点样样对付啊我哋嘅情欲嘅肉体。
This is to buffet, to deal with our flesh, our bodies.
啊，我哋今日就交通到呢度，时间问题吓。
I think because of time constraints, we'll end our sharing here today.
但愿意神俾我一个心思意念。
But I hope that the Lord will grant to us a yearning, a desire.
我哋愿意读做得胜者。
That we want to be overcomers.
啊，作为得胜者，我要付代价。
But to be an overcomer means that there is a price to be paid.
我有真战要去应付嘅。
There is a dealing with whatever issue that we must deal with.
啊，但愿意神俾我哋能够付得起呢个代价。
So may the Lord strengthen us so that we can deal with this battle.
啊，叫我哋常常有一个属天嘅地位。
That constantly we will have that spiritual position, a heavenly position in mind.
以致我哋真系有油能够流得出嚟。
So that we might be those who will have the golden or heavenly oil to pour forth for a supply of others.
要喺教会里边能够供应人嘅，唔系嗰两个，而系好多好多好多。
So that which supplies what is needed by the church is not just those two individuals as depicted there, but that there will be many who will be able to supply what is needed by the church.
因为这个是神的真战。
Because this is the battle that God has engaged us into.
神要藉住我们来羞辱仇敌。
And God wants to utilize us to bring shame to the enemy.
啊，如果我们失败呢，仇敌就耻笑我们了。
If we fail, that means the enemy has won, and he will boast.
啊，不单止耻笑我们，耻笑我们的主啊。
Not only will he boast that he has won us over us, but he will boast that he has won over our Lord.
啊，与主用住啲话嚟叫我彼此得着激励。
So may these words be mutually edifying.
我祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，真系俾我哋一个心思，主啊，我哋真系愿意作个得胜者。
Give us a heart, Lord, that we might be overcomers.
我哋愿意站在你嗰边。
We want to stand on your side.
哦，叫我哋唔。體貼我們的肉體,
that we will no longer care for the welfare of just our own self.
啊，叫我們所想望的, 主要是主你自己的獎賞,
but rather that we would delight in your satisfaction.
哦, 主要在我們當中, 主要我們有初信的年輕人,
and delight in the rewards that you will bring to us. Today, seated before us, there are many young people, many new Christians.
啊, 主要我們都將我們自己信了主很久都交在主手的裡面。
And even those who have come to know the Lord for a long period of time, we each one of us want to commit ourselves once again to our Lord.
哦, 給一個心思我們, 我們願意為著主來得勝。
Grant us a heart that only you would be the victor.
哦, 原來我們不是屬自己的, 我們乃屬乎主的。
We realize that we are not ourselves, we do not belong to ourselves anymore, we belong to the Lord.
我們多謝主今早給我們的話。
We thank you, Lord, for the words that you have provided for us this morning.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.